We Have Concerns provides you with joy, we hope.
Yeah, we hope. We never check in to see.
Value?
Yeah, we'd like that.
Well, we would love some joy and value in return in the form of money. Can we have some money?
Yeah, give us some money. Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns.
Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns. Dumb.
Yeah.
Be as dumb as you can be.
I love that show. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Anthony Carboni, you are a noted vegan.
No. False.
Noted vegetarian.
Noted vegetarian. I
gotta change the notes.
Yeah. I tend to, as the only guy who edits my my Wikipedia, as the only person who's listed with edits, Jeff.
Yeah.
I expect you to keep up with this.
Well,
I don't know why you're obsessively editing my Wikipedia.
It's a full-time job.
I got a lot going on. You're a really good friend.
That's how we met, actually. I was just constantly editing your Wikipedia.
Yeah, he was like, hey, I need to check on something for your Wikipedia article. Who are you? I'm the guy who edits it.
I'm that one guy who edits your Wikipedia page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I want to add an entry for a show. Do you want to do a show with me?
I think a show would be really good for your Wikipedia. Speaking as the editor of your Wikipedia, yeah. It's getting a little flat.
Yeah.
I am not a vegan. I think that over the past couple months, some that has gotten misconstrued.
Right.
I am a vegetarian.
Yes. And you eat vegans.
I eat vegans.
Right.
I am from what it is I'm from Vega. I tend to stay away from dairy as much as possible when it's easy.
When it's easy to stay away.
When it's super easy to stay
when
away.
When you're like,
so like
someone...
if I go out to a restaurant and I order a vegetarian meal,
right?
That's usually a lot of cheese. You know what I mean? But when I'm eating at home, I tend to lean more towards vegan. But I'm not being vegan sounds like a fucking hassle and a half. So I'm
it is a hassle and a half, but a lot of people do it explicitly for the planet, right? That to save the planet. We have talked at length before on the show. It's common knowledge that it is wildly inefficient to raise animals. Water needs, land needs.
The private amount, schools.
It takes a village to
really
raise
does.
An animal. It really does. The amount of land and pasture and food that goes into the animal does not pay off in the amount of food you get from eating the animal.
Yes.
But it turns out there is actually an official study that has just been done. This is a story that was sent to us by Susan Rogers. She sent it to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. And this is a actual published study. It was published in Elementa, which is a science
journal.
Which
is a secret government agency.
Yeah. Elementa.
Of superpowered scientists.
Mm-hmm.
It's dope.
And they look into vegan lifestyles. Anyway,
it's a waste of their power.
it really is. They wanted to find out if all of humanity switched to one kind of diet, what would be the best use of our resources? What would be the best for the planet?
Lacto-ovo-vegetarian.
What is that exactly?
Lacto-ovo-vegetarian is eggs and dairy, but vegetarian.
Well, it turns out that they broke these down into a bunch of subcategories of various kinds of diets, and it turns out an omnivorous with a heavily leaning vegetarianism. So omnivorous, healthy, they call it healthy omnivorous.
Little bit of meat.
Is the most efficient use of our planet's resources.
Huh.
And
yeah,
the reason for that is that there are large swaths of land in our country that you couldn't grow crops on, but you can have animals graze on it.
Sure. Okay.
So there are actually areas of the country that are best used as animal pasture. So that's what their study found, is that in order to best use our planet's resources, eat the animals that live on those lands.
Yeah. And not turn lands that could grow crops into places that we grow livestock or that we raise livestock.
Exactly.
Yeah, I dig that. I mean, it's funny. Like, we're our country, in comparison to other countries, I mean, we eat way more meat than a lot of other countries, most other countries.
Oh, yes.
And I think, like, it's generally accepted in a lot of other countries that, like a little bit of meat and then, like, a bunch of sides.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's just how
that's
we do.
That's called Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Gotta have the cranberry sauce?
Thanksgiving every day in other countries is what we're saying.
What the fuck?
Yeah, the parade and everything.
I want to go there.
Yeah.
I want to go to Thanksgiving land.
Thanksgivingland.
Oh, Thanksgivingland would be the greatest country of all! Where you just eat
buckle
stuffing.
Hats.
Buckle hats and corn. And
everything you eat and drink comes out of a cornucopia.
Oh my god, I would love it there.
It's like Cars Land at Disneyland where everything comes out of a cone.
Every blanket has disease.
Every blanket diseased, every cup a cone. Thanksgivingland.
Thanksgivingland. Come for the food, stay for the malaria.
And then like a little pilgrim pops up and he goes, "And smallpox too." No, he does not. No, that's wrong. The thing about veganism is it's the same as people who are like, meat! You know, and there are those people. Like, it's, you know, they're often presented as a caricature, but there are people who are like that, where it's like, I just mostly eat meat.
Yeah.
It's mostly what I eat is meat. It's like, okay.
I mean, I love meat.
I mean, yeah, sure, but like, do you have three plates of nothing but meat every day?
No.
I mean, there are people that do mostly meat on their plate.
Right.
All three meals of the day.
There are days. There are some days.
There are some days. And that's the thing, is like, we're talking about two different extremes, right?
Right.
We're talking about people who are taxing the planet in two entirely different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've obviously, if everything you're eating is meat, then you're eating one of the most inefficient to grow and raise and make foods there are. If you're eating all vegan, it's the same thing in another direction.
Right.
Because
exactly.
We're talking about the sheer amount of food that a vegan needs to eat. The kind of things that a vegan eats, the space and the water and the resources that it takes to grow those things.
Right.
You shouldn't be on the listen, man, in all things moderation.
That's the point, right?
Yeah.
Is that a little bit of everything actually works best for the planet.
Yeah.
And you know, you were right on with the lacto-vegetarian thing. That's actually the most, they call that carrying capacity. It's basically you feed the most people with that diet, but it's just not the most efficient use of land.
Yeah.
But you least amount in for the most out is lacto-vegetarian. So basically, dairy.
Yeah.
Plus pure vegetarian.
Okay. But no eggs.
No. Well, yeah, I guess no eggs.
No eggs.
Yeah. I feel like eggs would be super efficient. Because don't they just lay eggs constantly?
They do, but if here's the thing about that is I imagine that this study is like, if everybody switched to one diet tomorrow and we built our planet around that diet.
Exactly.
So the second you remove all, like, a lot of other really good protein sources from the equation, which are your meats, right?
Mm-hmm.
People immediately start going to eggs.
Right.
And then you have, like, oh, shit, we need a ton of eggs.
Yeah.
So that may not be the most efficient because...
So I wake up every morning.
Because, oh shit.
We need a ton of eggs.
Oh, shit, son.
Damn. Gotta make an omelet.
Yo, son. Like, just four doors open up, like, get kicked open in a house. Yo,
scrambled!
Dude, what up?
Time to make some eggs!
You awake, son?
Hell yeah!
If I'm waking, I'm making eggs!
Yeah.
They're doing just, like, YouTube, like, trick shot style shit.
Oh, it's amazing.
Like, it's like...
throwing an egg, it's cracking on the wall, drops perfectly
into like
the pan.
It's like fucking Dude Perfect, but with eggs and pans. Just like, shkook! Ooh, egg, omelet. Yeah.
It just cuts from apartment to apartment. Scrambled, omelet, sunny side up. Eggs Benedict, motherfucker.
Straight up raw, Rocky style.
Oh, glug, glug, glug. Glug, glug.
2 days later, they were all dead. Just like they're like cutting them off. The autopsy showed that their veins were just not even tubes. They
it's
were
just
thick cylinders. Solid cylinders.
Yeah, they're just all egg.
Have you ever eaten, you know, like a red vine or a Twizzler?
Mm-hmm.
That was their veins.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
It was. It tasted like delicious omelets.
Wait, if your veins were either red vines or Twizzlers.
Twizzlers, I'm
yeah,
an East Coaster.
Twizzlers, me too. I'm a West Coaster, but I fucking love Twizzlers.
I'll tell you what, you need to talk some sense into my goddamn wife.
Red vines?
Grew up on the West Coast, red
I
vines.
Get it.
Tastes like cough medicine.
If you can buy something in a tub and it costs the same as a Twizzler bag, it's not as good.
It's not as good.
That's just right there. It's pure economics.
Like, it tastes like they took the leftovers. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like there was an earthquake and everything came spilling out of the Dimetap factory and the wax lips factory and just melted together. And they were like, well, this is a candy now because we've got to rebuild and this is all we have to make money off of.
Well, we have so much of it. How do we get rid of it? Put it in tubs.
Put it in tubs.
Just giant tubs of it.
I don't care. Get it out of my face. My factory was just destroyed. People are dead. I don't know how I'm going to feed my family. Sell the fucking red vines.
It's the only food that I purchase in tub form. There's nothing else you buy that you eat from a tub. It's a tub of red vines.
It's not tubs. KFC measures their food in buckets.
Yeah, that's right.
They measure their food in metric buckets.
That's right.
Which, hey,
bucket of chicken.
To get back to the point here, you should not be able to measure the amount of chicken you eat in a meal in a bucket.
Yeah, well, that's what they say in this study, that anything that you eat in a bucket form is just right out the window.
Right out the window. If it's buckets, like a large bowl is really where you want to end.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not even talking popcorn bowl. I'm not talking like the big bowl you pull out when like the family's getting together to watch a DVD.
No.
Of Forrest Gump.
No.
But I'm talking like a large cereal bowl.
You're talking about a romantic night.
I'm talking about a romantic night. watching Forrest Gump.
You know what? I actually had a revelation recently.
Yeah. A vision of a beast with 1,000 eyes.
No, that was you.
Rising up.
No. That's
then
not
it
what
was
happened.
Then it was not a then it was not a revelation.
Okay, yet. Well, whatever you want to call it, I had a thought. How about that?
Yeah, sure.
This
I'm trying to cut all the hyperbole out of your life.
I appreciate it. It's hard for me.
How hard?
My the hardest. We got for our one of our wedding gifts. We got some bowls, some nice like four nice bowls. They're really really attractive bowls,
specifically for meat.
Meatballs.
Giant meatballs.
It turns out when we got these as a gift, I said to myself, oh, these are like nice presentation bowls. They're probably going to sit in the cupboard and be, you know, nice looking bowl. Because we have a cupboard that has a glass front, you know, right? So you can see through it. So like the nice looking stuff goes there.
Sure.
But you never use the nice looking stuff.
No.
You use like everyday shit. Well, it turns out we use these bowls constantly. And I, to the point where I thought to myself, why do we have plates? What the fuck does a plate do that a bowl can't do?
Oh,
that
spill,
a larger bowl
spill all over you.
Exactly.
Is what it does?
What? Why do we even use plates? Large-ish bowls with a flat bottom.
Everything in a bowl.
Why? Exactly. Why? Why is there plates?
Everything
why plates?
In a bowl, dude. Let me tell you something. If you look in my cupboard right now, you will find that we have 8 plates.
Yeah.
You will find that we have 16 bowls.
Are we the only people that think of this? Because I've never heard anybody say these words before, and it felt like a revelation to me. It felt like a massive...
1,000-eyed beast!
Oh, wait.
Rising out of a field of lava,
no.
Saying unto you, plates are for dicks!
No, I don't think that's... Maybe I...
Why are you eating off of a flat space?
Maybe.
And then it would, and then it ate 37 virgins and spit fire out of its eyes!
I may have overstated it. It was a thought. A thought.
A thought.
Thought. Why can't we just phase out plates? They're useless.
I don't know. I think plates are for.
And
most
plates. Most plates are secret bowls. There's a fucking
divot.
Yeah, exactly. You're trying to
deep
be a bowl.
Divot wide lip.
Exactly. And they're fucking liars, is what they are.
Stupid.
You're barely a plate. Just
according
go full
to this
bowl.
Study by the Underground Network of Super Scientists.
Yes.
The Elementals.
Yeah. The Elementalists.
The Elementalists.
Elementia.
Grant Morrison's Elementalists.
Yeah.
they say you should be eating a little bit of meat, a lot of vegetarian, and you should be eating it out of a goddamn bowl.
Eat
like
out of a
person.
Fucking bowl.
That's
what the last line of their study is. Eat out of a fucking bowl.
And then they threw down some sort of like electrical field thing and disappeared.
Yeah. It was amazing. The art was fantastic.
Was it Grant Morrison or Warren Ellis who did the Elementalists?
You know, it was either one, if I'm fine with
it. No, I'm thinking of the Elementalist Black Science crossover. I don't know why. I mean, I've watched a lot of documentaries, and I know all the tinfoil hat reasons why and all the government subsidies and things like that, but I don't know why we as a country just love giant slabs of meat so much. And
mostly
I know
it's the taste, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
It's mostly the taste.
I know, but like...
You may not remember that,
there's
but
other
it's really
stuff
good.
That's good.
I guess. But if you've had the taste recently, you probably would remember how great it is.
I mean, I ate fish when I was in Japan, and it was great.
Fish is awesome.
It was
I love
great.
Fish, but it ain't no fucking baby back ribs.
And I came back and I was like, cool, done. And I flipped the switch again. I don't know.
The baby back ribs. That's my vice, man. I can't not have baby back ribs.
I was always, as a kid too, like when I went vegetarian, my mom was like, that makes a lot of sense. Cause I would get like meat, like a pork chop or a steak or something like that. And I would immediately like cut all the fat off and put it aside.
Uh-huh.
And just like all like, not even like the big hunks of fat, but I would find any kind of like vein of fat and like just put it aside. Cause I was just like, ugh, the texture of fat. Just kind of like, bleh.
Tastes good though.
I don't know, man. I don't
like bacon, even fat on bacon.
No,
you would
I don't
be
like bacon. I was never bacon? A big, no, I like, I found out that I like bacon in a way that like most people don't like bacon. Like it has to be like crispy to the point of being like super, super, super burnt to the point where it's like no longer bacon. Like I've removed all of the good things that people love about bacon from me. So like my palate, I think, was always sort of built towards being vegetarian or more vegetarian. I'm boring. I have a boring palate. That's actually, I think, what it is.
I think that's absolutely true. I, everything I've learned about you is that you just...
I just like blander
stuff. You're just not into food.
No, I'm not into food. I just like blander stuff, and I like it to be hyper-nutritious, so I have to eat as little as possible during the day because I think food is a fucking waste of time.
Yeah.
I'm a weird person.
And for me, food is the great joy of my life.
I know. And like, and that's a lot of people, and that's good. I mean, it's good that satisfaction is tied to a survival instinct. Like, that's the way it should be, right? Like,
it's not about survival anymore.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, we need to eat to survive.
I need those donuts to survive.
So, of course, we love to eat. And, of course, we love things that taste good because things that taste good give us the largest energy reserves.
Yeah.
Right? Like, of course.
But I need to breathe to survive. I don't love it.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love breathing. I go to the oxygen bar every night. I live in like a late 90s rave culture.
Well, you can't
no
abuse
food,
it.
All oxygen.
The problem is if you get too into oxygen, then you start, you get unhealthy. It's like all things in moderation. If you get way into oxygen, you live that unhealthy oxygen lifestyle.
That's why they say Aubrey de Grey in his latest report towards immortality was saying, it was de Grey or Kurzweil, I can't remember, but one of the two of them was like, hey, you should be holding your breath for 2 to 3 hours a day. Oxygen constriction is the key to longevity.
That's right.
That's
going on a strict oxygen diet.
Caloric restriction.
Uh-huh.
Oxygen restriction.
Yeah.
Water restriction.
And don't defecate or urinate for long periods.
Long periods of time. Periods of time.
As much of you of the human needs that you can restrict and constrain, the longer you live.
Basically, in order to transcend into a being of pure light, you must leave all bodily functions behind. And that's how we're going to live forever.
Oh,
that was a report by the Google X Lab. Look it up, idiots.
Elementia.
No, so
if
I mean,
could, if you could force this diet on the world, would you do it? If you could just like decide to be the most efficient, human race is the most efficient with its food consumption. If you could snap your fingers and make that happen, would you do it?
I don't want to force anything on anyone, but I think here's my thing. Here's my bleak outlook.
I think we're going to need to do it.
I think we're 2 or 3 generations away from having to do it.
Yeah.
Like when we're looking
have
into
our bug protein bars.
But that's the thing is we're looking into bug proteins, right?
Yeah.
Because that's one of those things where I look at it and I go, are we seriously looking into bug proteins? Because there's like 3 to 5% of the planet that will happily eat bug proteins knowing that we're running out of resources. People like me who are just like, I don't care what I'm eating.
Right.
Right. As long as it's like food and it's efficient and it's good.
One of you makes my baby back ribs possible.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if people went on this diet, would we need to be thinking about cricket bread? Or could we just like have enough for everybody?
Really delicious legumes.
All of a sudden, would like our resource concerns go away?
Maybe.
Or at least possible. for another few generations?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I would not want to force this on anybody, but I would, I would love for people to take a look at what they eat and be
I don't like,
to
look at it. No. I just like to stuff it into my mouth.
Sure. But I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would love if more people read this report and were like, oh, not only are they saying that this is the best for me, but it's also the best for the planet.
Yeah.
And this is like and I don't have to stop eating meat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, is that so bad? Is that terrible?
I mean, can I have some baby back ribs though?
I don't know. What, is like it, little... what do the black science people say?
They said no. They definitely said no.
To all baby back ribs?
They don't like... Well, omnivore is all right. If I can get the pigs from the areas that you can't grow crops, maybe I can have some baby backs.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't have like... You can't go out to Tony Roma's every day or whatever and have like a full slab of Carolina honeys.
Yeah, those sound good though.
But you know, like if you have ribs right every once in a while, like why not?
All right.
I don't know. I wouldn't force this on anybody. What do you think? Do you think this is a thing that we should all take up?
I'm right with you in the sense of like, 100 years from now, it's happening whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
Unless that fucking planet we just found in the next...
Oh, you mean 4 light years away?
Yeah, that one, maybe we can get on that. Maybe they got some sweet land.
I'll tell you what. I honestly believe that we will try to build interstellar travel before we'll give up meat.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We'll just be like, shit, we're running low on resources. What should we do? Use them properly? Fuck you, I'm building a rocket.
Yeah. I'm riding in my rocket while eating a steak.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. I'm coming back. I'm going to let you know how the cows do over there. And sending fucking Matthew McConaughey into space.
Yeah.
Brave Matthew McConaughey to see if we can have steaks.
I mean, it was what he was born for.
It really was. If anybody was going to go on our steak mission, I feel like it would be McConaughey.
Yeah.
It's weird how we will do like these mental backflips to create solutions to problems that don't really need to exist because eating meat all the time kills a lot of people.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
So delicious though.
So delicious. What do you guys think? Would you get on board with this diet? Are you already
would
on
you
board
get on
with
board
diet?
With Matthew McConaughey?
Would you get on board with Matthew McConaughey
on the USS steak mission
to go to the planet meat to save the human race? And by save the human race, I mean allow us to keep eating like children.
A tanker of barbecue sauce in tow.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
We're going to have to jettison the barbecue sauce.
No!
No! We can get through this! We're going to stay alive!
I believe in you, McConaughey.
How are we going to lose? How are we got to lose like 1,500 pounds.
Throw out the vegetables. Throw out all the sides.
The broccoli only weighs 50 pounds.
It doesn't matter. It's a start.
The A1 weighs like exactly 1,500 pounds.
We need it, though. Our steak will be under seasoned.
And then maybe we traveled through time. I don't know. I don't want to give anything away. Let us know how you feel about this diet and about the movie Interstellar. There's a great movies with Mikey about it this week if you haven't watched
it.
So good. Let us know how you feel about it on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And guys, this is your final warning. Kylo is approaching.
Oh, man. It may not be your final warning.
It may not be your final warning.
You may decide to stay in longer.
Nope. Kylo.
Hey, this baby, Kylo, by the way, Kylo, if you're listening,
baby, Jeff's baby,
get out.
Can fuck with Jeff's life all at once. Cannot fuck with my life. Not allowed.
Uncle Anthony says,
get out. Your lane. Stay in your lane, baby. But we just wanted to let you know that Jeff may be intermittently absent from the podcast over the next couple weeks. Meaning we may drop down to fewer episodes a week as we have in the past, or
I don't know if you're aware of this, but Jeff is going to be doing all of the work of the birthing. So
Jeff is giving birth.
There's a lot of demands on him.
Look, well, I mean, look, dude, babies are dumb and they cannot survive
on their own.
Yeah.
But I'm going to leave the window cracked.
Oh, and
cracked.
Also they don't sleep.
I'll leave the window cracked. You'll be fine.
And they don't care about you.
And I'll leave.
That's scientifically true.
I'm going to leave
they
some
baby back
ribs.
They actually don't care about
face.
You for like a while.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about you.
Like 20 years.
Yeah. It's like scientifically proven that it takes 27 years for a baby to care about its parents. Yeah. But so yeah, just so you know, in case if we ever miss an episode or if we bring on a guest host, just so you know what's going on. Jeff's going to be a father, and he has, like, the
it's
howling fantods about it.
It's all over for him.
So thank you guys for bearing with us during this. We know Jeff's baby is a burden on us all.